WCCO Radio News, Ray Christensen reporting the news brought to you by BizMart. Minnesota Senator Paul Wellstone says the ouster of Soviet President Mikhail Gorbachev is an ominous event. Speaking this noon to the Greater Minneapolis Chamber of Commerce, the freshman DFLer said the U.S. should forcefully condemn the coup and provide moral support to the Soviet people.
We rallied 28 nations against Saddam Hussein. Some people wanted to go forward with economic sanctions. Others said we had to move forward with military action. Makes no difference as I speak here today. I would make the argument that what is happening in the Soviet Union is at least as important, and really what I'm trying to say, far more important in terms of its effect on all of us in this room and our children and our grandchildren.
Wellstone urged representatives of the state's business community to make it clear that U.S. investment will not continue if the new government uses oppressive tactics against Soviet citizens. A group of teenagers from Minnesota, North Dakota, China, and the Soviet Union will not be leaving for Moscow tomorrow as planned. The coup in the Soviet Union has cut short plans by the group Imagine 91 to go overseas with its musical performance. The teens gave a performance near the U.S. Capitol this morning that was supposed to be a send-off for the trip. The group was put together by a school in Fargo as part of an annual program to promote understanding among American, Chinese, and Soviet teenagers. Some of the teens are from the Moorhead, Minnesota area. Picketing continues outside the Fargo operations of Midwest Motor Express. Members of the Teamsters Union are striking at several of the company's terminals in North Dakota and Minnesota. The pickets in Fargo today shouted, "Go home, scabs," when non-union replacement workers arrived, but the workers made it through the picket line without incident. Witnesses are helping Minneapolis police gather information about the alleged police beating of two men Saturday night. The men were arrested along with six others after fights broke out at a dance at the convention center. Police Sergeant Phil Van Tassel says several witnesses have been coming forward with detailed accounts of what happened.
What we do with that is take the basic information and ask them, would they be willing to give us a statement to that effect? But eventually it'll be the Civilian Review Authority that'll take those statements.
The Civilian Review Authority is an independent body formed this spring to investigate charges of misconduct against the city administration. It will present any findings or recommendations to the police chief. 19-year-old James Fye of Maplewood and two 15-year-old St. Paul boys have been arrested for the beating death of a St. Paul man over the weekend. 22-year-old Shea King's body was found along railroad tracks yesterday morning. Police say the four had apparently been drinking in a nearby cave when a fight broke out, and the three suspects then allegedly beat King to death. Everything down on the stock market today. The industrials on the Dow down 69.99, transportation's down 42.5, utilities down 3, and the volume 229 million shares.